90.3 KMBA, nice little medley from Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett and friends. Going down the road feeling bad, and come on in my kitchen. It was new music from Julie Holland and Samantha Parton, their new album together. Their first album is a duo called Wildflower Blues, and the track The Last. They're currently touring around the UK. Lumineers in there, Nicolette Larson with Jesse Winchester's Rumba Man, or Rumba Girl in this case, and his Golden Messenger got us started out at the top of the hour. It's 8:26. Listen, thanks so much for supporting this radio station during our fall membership drive. If you haven't called to become a member yet, you can make your donation online, and you can do it right now. It's quick and it's easy. Just go to knba.org. It is the Morning Line program for Thursday, or as we like to call it, almost Friday, and I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheifele. KMBA loves to keep you in tune with our community, and so we've got this thing we call Our Community. It's a segment on Morning Line that we talk about different things happening here. If you've got a nonprofit service announcement or some sort of public service announcement or event notice, send us an email. feedback@knba.org is the place to do that. One of the things that's coming up, that's happening this month is October is National Dental Hygiene Month. Kind of a reminder that you should, check into your dental health, maybe get a cleaning or a checkup with your provider, right? So we don't have a guest about that. It's also National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we do have a guest, got Robert Heffel. We're just talking, manager of learning and development, and we're just talking about, wouldn't it be nice if mental health was destigmatized enough that you could say, well, let's get a dental checkup. And while we're there, why don't we get a mental checkup too? So welcome to Morning Line.
Good morning.
So what's happening? I understand there's a couple of events going on over at South Central Foundation.
There are. For each Friday and starting tomorrow will be a gathering about situational awareness, which will be offered from 12 to 1 by the Anchorage Police Department using actual scenarios where if a person was more aware of their environment, it could have helped them create a safe space for themselves or avoid something that was harmful. And if somebody's interested, they can call 729-5440 and we'll save them a spot.
And so all month, it sounds like there's something different happening every Friday, like kind of a...
That's correct. On the 20th, we will be having a presentation on Soldier's Heart. It's a program that's linked to the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, or came out of that movement. And it gives soldiers the opportunity to look at healing and wellness with a group of people who have similar experiences. We all know when we have experienced things in life, sometimes silence or body language can speak a lot to somebody who's walked that journey, and they can walk through it together and learn how some of the experiences they had in the military has affected their life and how to move towards wellness.
That sounds pretty powerful too.
Mm-hmm.
So what's kind of the motivation for putting on all these events?
When we hear about domestic violence, it can be discouraging, but we have to remember that through relationship, through gaining information, participating, that we as Alaska Native people are doing something to end domestic violence, child abuse, and child neglect in this generation, that many of us know people who have had difficulties in their life, and that's okay, and that through sharing of story and understanding how childhood experiences or perhaps even adulthood experiences has impacted us, we can begin to heal, which means we can start reaching out to those who are around us.
And to find out kind of a schedule of events and kind of where you can connect to this this sort of healing presence and different things and topics, where do we look?
I think where I would recommend people to do, first of all, would be to call 729-5440. And let the team know what it is they're interested in. We do have a Beauty for Ashes event coming up November 5 through 9 here in Anchorage, and we're still taking applications, and there are scholarships available for those who would need those. And that program is really focused on healing, recognizing those who have caused harm and been harmed can be part of the solution, and we'd be glad to share more about that. The other options are Wellness Matters Night, or every Thursday at the South Central Foundation Nuka building. And a person can go in, eat dinner starting at about 5:30, And then they are able to join a group on things such as grief, wellness, family, relationships. And as you mentioned earlier, the stigma is about wellness matters to me rather than there's something wrong with me.
I like that. And so, you know, Beauty for Ashes and these different things are all part of the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. I just kind of feel like we need a reminder about what the mission of Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is.
Mm-hmm. The mission of Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is to end domestic violence, child abuse, and child sexual abuse in the state of Alaska in this generation. It is a Native-led movement. We are doing it ourselves. We recognize that everyone can contribute towards wellness. And sometimes it starts by our own healing so that we can look through the world through a different lens. We can find hope and we can find balance in our lives. And even small changes towards wellness make a difference over time.
And so sort of is the idea of doing it within this generation an ambitious one in your mind or in what you've seen, or is it?
No. I think when I first read that, it did, until I see the change of the people who have participated in a Beauty for Ashes event, when I see shame lifted, when I see them say things in quotes in their evaluation that says, I want to be a better parent, I want to change how my children experience me, I feel free. And what is really interesting is people sometimes look different when they actually complete the event. The stories that we hold of experiences as children that we had no control over, we have a tendency to stuff. But when we look at them with the mind of an adult, it can help free us to know that some of the things we experienced that cause us shame really, truly were not our fault. And when we can arrive at that place to look and start to walk that journey out is when we can enter into full and authentic relationships with people. I have had people say to me, Robert, I've known you a long time, but I don't know you. And I didn't know what they meant. But now I do.
That sounds pretty deep.
It is deep.
Anything else you'd like to share this morning?
The only thing I'd like to share is sometimes I've hear things on the radio or events that interest me, and it's always can be a little nervous to go to an event not knowing, you know, what to expect or will you know anyone there. And I would just encourage anyone who's listening, if they're interested, to go ahead and show up. We're looking for them. We want people to participate. And sometimes just by showing up, if you have a loved one on your mind, it's showing unity towards something that's difficult, that it has impacted us as people. But yet at the same time, we have all the tools necessary as Alaska Native people to change the harm that we see in our communities and restore wellness.
Yeah, especially, you know, even in a big community like Anchorage, it seems like it might make things more, bearable or... I feel like I'm looking forward to, I'm going to participate in the Beauty for Ashes training. And I'm kind of looking forward to it for a number of reasons, but I think that might be one of them where I'm like, how can I change my mindset so that I'm more comfortable being a city dweller, because I'm more of an urban, or rather a rural person than an urban one. So I'm like, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. And thank you very much, Robert. It's the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative with South Central Foundation. 8:34 and still to come, music from Stephen Stills and new track from Elin Jewell, too.
Deserts in the Southwest are hotter and drier. Many link it to climate change. And it's only going to get worse, according to a 2013 National Climate Assessment. For tribes in the Southwest, that could mean shortage of water and economic loss in livestock and agriculture. We'll take a look at all of this on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.
RKP Productions is proud to present the Alaska premiere of Church and State, a timely, provocative play by Jason Odell Williams. It's a smart and entertaining piece that presents both sides of hot-button issues regarding God and guns. Regardless of where you stand on the gun issue, it will leave you with a lot to think about. It's at the Alaska Experience Theater, October 13th through the 29th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 7 p.m., and Sundays at 3 p.m. Tickets available by calling 263-ARTS or at centertix.com.
Programming on KMBA is supported by South Central Foundation, working together with the Native community to achieve wellness through health and related services. Learn more at southcentralfoundation.com.
People dying of fear by the door. And I know most of you either don't believe it's true or else you don't know what to do. Or maybe I'm singing about you. Who knows? It's incredibly sick. You can feel it as across the land it flows. Prejudice is slick when it's a word game. It festers and grows. Want to have somewhere to go. You can feel it as it's rumbling. Let emotions keep a tumbling. Then the steady start to crumbling. Mostly empty bellies grumbling. Here we go.